Couple days ago, I went to see my neighbor downstairs. She had asked me about watering her plants while she goes on holiday, and of course I said yes. And it's like downstairs, so why not be of service when it's easy? I'm all for that, being of service when it's easy. So I said I was gonna come over Friday evening, and I did. And then she tells me that actually the other neighbor will do it because she's retired already, and she figured we had so many things to do, us, the young neighbors. I was like, okay, actually I have a lot of time right now, but okay, sure, no problem. And then she said, but do you want to come over for dinner? And first, how we raised mostly to not cause troubles, to not be too much. So first I was like, oh no, I have a couple things to do. Actually, I did want to write that's what I wanted to do. But I was also very tired, and I would have been happy if someone was cooking for me, actually. So I still went. It was still early, so I went and sat on her balcony, and we had a chat. And then she again said, hey, if you want to eat here, it will be ready in 30 minutes. And because she had told me that she really liked to have people over, and so I was like, okay, she likes to have people around, I will say yes then. And I told her that. I said, okay, to be honest, didn't want to bother you earlier, so I said no, but I'd love to stay. So this is the first thing I want to share with you today is how many times we say, oh no, I'm good, no thank you, but actually we want to say yes. We want to accept the invitation. We want to say yes, and we say no out of wanting to be polite or well-raised, well-mannered, whatever. Of course, you gotta be able to live in society, but still, I think more often than not, we tend to say, oh, I'm good. No thanks. You want seconds? No thanks. Especially women, probably. Yes, I do want seconds. Thank you very much. So maybe my first point is to say yes when we want to say yes, instead of saying no when we want to say yes, and vice versa, of course. So that was a learning again. And then the second one of that evening, so we were eating together. It was very delicious, very nice evening, one of the first summer nights here in Basel. And then at some point, it was not super late, and at some point she said, hey, actually, I wanna still watch a movie. I don't remember exactly what she said, but kind of something like, in a very grounded way, very like super normal way, I wanna watch a movie and not go to bed too late. Something like, if you don't mind, please go home. She didn't say this, and I don't remember exactly what she said or how she said it, but I found it amazing. And I want to share this with you because I think we should do this more often because it's amazing. If you are in your 30s, minimum, you probably like to spend a lot more time at home alone. Probably need this time to recover from your day, your week. So often we want to go out. I actually had that in my 20s already. I have started to have that when I started to do yoga somehow. I started to go home earlier from parties because I just wanted to feel good the next day, probably to do yoga, but also simply to feel good. I had to face this, oh no, don't go yet. We're having so much fun. And I had to be like, well, at the beginning, I remember I was not doing a good job at it. I was like, okay, let's say half an hour more or something. And now I really sometimes don't go somewhere because I know it's gonna finish late, it's gonna be late, it's far, or whatever the reason, and then I don't go. But I think often if we could go somewhere for not too long, right? I mean, maybe you're listening and you're a real party animal and you're like, what is she talking about? I love staying up late the whole night. Give me parties and friends and people and crowds. Well, this is not for you. But if you, yeah, kind of like to meet people but also be home a lot, this is for you. And so I think it would be so cool if we could say, like my neighbor said to me a couple nights ago, hey, I actually want to see a movie. Your company is great. And I would like you to go now because I want to do my own thing very soon. And I found it so cool. I even told her, I love that you can express your needs like that. And yeah, I'll go. Thank you very much for the evening. I was very happy to do my own thing as well. It was amazing. And I think a lot of times we don't say this because we're too scared of the other person's reaction. We're too scared they're not gonna understand. Like, we limit ourselves and think, oh, we have to wrap this up in nice wrapping paper so that people still will love us. But the first step, I think, is to notice, hey, do I want to do this right now or not? And if I want to actually say yes, and if I don't want to say no, and if I would love to, but maybe not right now, another day, also say so. I think when we can recognize our needs, our wants, and then act upon them, express them, it's already amazing. And then the way we say them, the more grounded we are in what we're saying, the safer we are in what we're saying, the more loving we are towards ourselves and others, the better. But that takes practice and practice and practice. So that's what I wanted to share today. Thank you so much for listening, and good luck with it. If you want any help with that, let me know. I'd be happy to hold a space for you to do that.